Hi, dictation for Miss Rakisha O'Neill, R-O-Q-U-E-S-H-A. Last name is O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L. Rakisha O'Neill, date of birth 9/1975, date of accident is 4/16/2021, date of service is 12/19/2022. Miss Rakisha O'Neill is presenting herself for a follow-up visit. Subsequent to an accident that occurred on 4/16/2021 in a rear-ending accident, leading to all her symptoms, according to her. She has been suffering from headaches along with symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, loss of memory, lack of focus, anxiety, panic, as well as pain syndromes of involving neck, mid-back, lower back, both hands, as well as both knees, and left elbow, left shoulder. The MRIs were found positive for various issues. There is a multi-level disc involvement in lumbar and cervical disc, as well as involvement of the left shoulder with the tear of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendons, labral vein, and biceps tendon in the right shoulder. And ACL degeneration, meniscus degeneration, small to moderate sized effusion, cartilage thinning. And tricompartmental cartilage loss in both knees. The patient has been scheduled for injection treatment that has not yet begun. She was also referred to Dr. Parks for chronic anxiety, social worker and counseling and neuropsych evaluation, as well as a primary care Dr. Foster and Dr. Kazi for blood pressure management. She has been provided with a cane for help with the balance. Currently, she reports that she is very sensitive and she has been crying with panic attacks, and she reports that she is helped by Xanax tremendously, which is provided by the office pharmacy. She has nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and she has been suffering from viral flu currently, and she will be going to a hospital or a local doctor right now. But she visited here also for follow-up. She has a history of blood vision. Pain in the neck and the lower back is reported to be around 7. And tailbone area is 7. Both hands are also painful, and pain is around 8. Right knee pain is 8. Left knee pain is 7. She is able to walk with the cane up to 2-3 blocks. And pain level varies from 8 to 9. The pains are affecting her ADLs or lifestyle up to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Especially affecting mood, which is 9. General activity and work is affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. Relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. 70% improvement has been achieved by the patient with conservative treatment so far. In the system review, it is found that patient has following complaints. Neurology and psych patient reports headaches, loss of equilibrium, anxiety, depression, loss of memory, and some loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, mainly because of the knee issues. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, no confusion, disorientation, no vision disturbance, no fainting, blackout, seizures, and no other major issues related to TBI. However, the neuropsych evaluation has not been done yet. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a lower back stiffness, but denies any other issues. But there is a pain in the knees, the left shoulder, both knees, left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. In the GI, patient has nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea due to current gastroenteritis and flu bug involvement, for which she is going to go to the emergency room for further treatment. In addition, the patient has no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the G, there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but denies any difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is an improvement in the pain level up to 70% since the beginning of the time. However, there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 92 over 63, pulse is 107, pulse ox is 100. Please mention that her tongue is dry this time, dehydrated. Other than that, rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 10-7-2022, dictation number 1023-019. Or data service 11-17-2022, dictation number is 1123-035. The diagnosis remains the same, and the plan of care is to continue all the referrals, which is includes neuropsych referral, psychiatry referral, and social worker referral, as well as Dr. Foster and Kwasi, Dr. Kwasi for PCP and also for emergency room. The patient will continue on her medications, which are provided as follows. She is provided with Mobic, 15 milligram daily, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol, codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief. Wellbutrin is provided, 150 milligram a year. Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day, is provided. And Lyrica is provided for 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief also. And she will be seen in 30 days' time. She has been advised about the MRI findings in detail. All the options have been discussed. Will be scheduled for injection for the shoulder, knees, and a cervical and lumbar epidural injection first, followed by facet joint injections at a later date. They'll begin in January. Thank you.